Okay, good morning to your first episode of Here's the Deal podcast. So, I'm kind of mad because I received a phone call while I was at the end of the first recording of my podcast. And then it went away. Yeah, I did all that good talking. Just for it not to save. Yeah. So, I'm going to stay positive and start over. So, what I had said previously on my other podcast was that I was trying to find something to wear because I was getting ready for work. Then, I was explaining my routine of what I do every morning, Monday through Friday. And that is I do oil pulling with the organic, unrefined virgin coconut oil because we don't want nobody to use coconut oil up in our mouth. What that consists of, you take a spoonful of coconut oil, you let it melt in your mouth, swish it around for approximately 20, 30 minutes or more. That's what I do Monday through Friday. I say my affirmations every morning before I leave for work. I'll just put some stuff up. But I do get a little lazy on the weekend and go from the bed to the couch and not say my affirmations, so I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna get up and say my affirmations on the weekend too, because you know, every day that I'm awake or alive, they should be said, because it's what I expect. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. One of the affirmations I say, number one, is I am happy, because I am. I begin with, I am so happy and grateful that, dot, dot, dot. And then I'll go on to this one. Number one, I am so extremely happy and grateful to have Jaren and Lauren, my son and daughter, that God blessed me with those two miracles. And I give thanks that their life is long and prosperous. Another one is, I am happy and grateful that I have cast my burden of lack and resentment on the Christ within, and I go free to have plenty in a happy, loving, and harmonious way. Let me find another good one. I am so happy and grateful that I received checks in my mailbox. She want checks. She getting checks. She gonna have some checks in her mailbox. Okay, so that's a few of the affirmations that I say out loud. God say, asking you shall receive. The good book says, lies, here lies life and death and the power of the tongue. Something like that. Y'all know what I mean. Let's see. So I had a dilemma. I was trying to figure out, you know, what I should wear. You know, when I was trying to pick something out, because this girl is, it's that time of the month, and I ain't want nothing tight on my stomach. So I was having an issue trying to figure out, do I want to wear jeans? Do I want to wear a dress? You know what I'm saying? Or do I want to wear a skirt? So she selected a skirt. It's a black skirt. Put you in the mind of like a señorita skirt. It's loose, it's not uncomfortable, gives me room to expand in case my body feels the need to have water weight gain. You know, those of us who have that every month knows what I'm talking about. I selected a really cute top. It's not tight or, you know, pressing against my stomach. And, let's see. That's what I chose for work to wear. Because once again, yeah, it's that time of month. So, I'm about to wrap things up. About to get my purse so I can get in the ride. And head to the jizzob of which I really like. I really like my job. What my podcast will consist of is just basically my perception, my point of view, and being real, as you heard in the intro song. I ain't trying to sugarcoat nothing. My name ain't Willy Wonka. Oh, I ain't throwing no salt or shade because I want everybody to grow. And I intend on being 100% real. Intend on, I am 100% real, my bad. I was kind of distracted trying to see if I want to take this peanut butter cookie to work. Let me see. Okay, so the type of things I plan on doing is basically just being motivational, inspiring those, letting them know, hey, I'm sure things I've experienced, you've experienced, or things you've experienced, I've experienced, or, you know, we can help each other out. I will be having guests on my show. My daughter, she's a trip. She'll be on there. My son, he's a trip. He'll be on there. My mom's side of the family, those cousins, they're a trip. They'll be on there. Let's see. Just to mention, my mama's side of the family, we're the Parkers. We're the real Parkers, okay? Miss Parker is in the house. My dad's side of the family, I have a particular cousin. She is a freaking hoot. I do say cuss words. Mainly shit or damn, for the most part. I don't really like to throw no F-bombs around. Unless you piss me off, then the F-bombs will come out, the MF-bombs will come out, and explode all on your ass. Oh, yeah. I say ass, too. Okay, so I'm in the car. I done locked the door. And I'm closing my car door. Okay, yeah.
Summer is not.
Okay, so, yeah, I'll be having family on my podcast episode series. You know what I'm saying? And let me put on my seatbelt because she ain't finna pay that ticket, boo. Okay. I'm sure I have my mom and dad on there. My mom, she black. Okay. Yeah. And she pronounced all of her syllables. So I call her Becky because, you know, she speaks proper English and she can't help it when she's upset and mad and feel the need to say a couple cuss words. Yeah, I tell her, don't do that because Becky don't sound right cussing. Okay. I'm sure I'll be doing an episode with my dad. He's funny as shit, too. Let's see, my brothers. I really only talked to one brother. The other brother, he be too busy. He's, you know, younger and he so-called has a life. Let's see, who else will I be interviewing or having a podcast with? My best friend, this Puerto Rican chick, she crazy as you don't know what. Oh damn, I forgot my earrings, y'all. That's all right, she's still cute. I will be doing a podcast interview with friends, I'm sure, friends, maybe even co-workers. My ex-husband, the person that I co-parent with, he is a plum fool, and like I said, I want to be his manager, get his ass on stage, because he would be a millionaire
if he would get on somebody's stage as dumb as he is, so I could get some form of support that I didn't receive back in the day, because, you know, I ain't have his ass on child support. So that will make up for that situation. Okay, I don't care if he is grown or not, I earned it taking care of them babies. But I have somewhat of a old spirit about me. I'm a little bit of tomboy, and I can be dainty when I want to. Yeah, that's what's going on. That is the deal. I am heading towards I-10 because I reside in Florida. If you read my bio, born in Alabama, raised in Dallas, living in Florida. Yeah, I like Florida. Florida's been good to me. I ain't saying that y'all need to come down here and come visit. Okay. But yeah, we have enough people, trust me. And the people that be driving crazy as hell, trust me. I don't know if they was born in Florida, if they wasn't born from Florida, because a lot of people in Florida ain't from Florida. But needless to say, they ass can't drive. And I know how to drive because I was raised in Dallas. You have to know how to drive living in Dallas. Driving in that Metroplex and the High Five, going across big tall ass bridges, and, you know, I-75 and HOV lanes and tollways. Yeah, you don't have a choice. You have to know. So when you come to a city that's not as large as Dallas, and it's bigger than the city I was born in, Huntsville, Alabama, yeah, you have to figure it out. I can tell you, these people, they would jump in front of you. Okay, so yeah, I kind of went off on a tangent, random. I was talking about who I was going to bring on an interview and stuff. But basically, yeah, this is it. Here's the deal. And let me see. I wanted to do a little 15-minute segment. Shit. I'm at 12 minutes and 45 seconds. I got 2 more minutes. Hopefully, I won't receive another phone call within these next 2 minutes. So, they're just going to have to wait so I can wrap this up. And, yeah. So, I want to wish you guys an awesome Monday. And, stay positive. If you have some coworkers that's coming around you that's being negative or being gossipy and talking smack or want to tell you about their horrible weekend, just raise one finger up in the air, your index finger, not your middle finger, not your ring finger, your index finger. Raise that up in the air and say, excuse me, and then just leave, because ain't nobody got time for that. We need positivity. We want to grow. We want to have good vibes, positive vibes, good energy, a great aura throughout the day. And when people try and throw their negativity on you, it can just go downhill from there. So, yeah, that's my tip for today. Somebody negative coming your way, hold that finger up in the air like you in church and say, excuse me. And then, yeah. There you go. You out of it. Go back to your cubicle, your desk, your office, your wherever it is. If you working on a pothole, if you at an oil change place, go back to the car. You should have been changing oil on. Yeah. And, you know, we'll take from there. I'm sure my podcast episodes will consist of 30 minutes or longer. But this is my first one, so don't judge me, okay? I think she's doing okay. I feel like I'm doing okay. As long as I feel like I'm doing okay, that's good. Give me feedback. Let me know what you think, if you like it or not. If you do like it, you know, send me some positive feedback. Let me know what you think. If you don't, then you can kick rocks. Keep it pushing, because here's the deal. Life is full of choices. And you don't have to continue listening. Unless you just want to be nosy. But if you just want to be nosy and negative, keep your comments to yourself. We don't need no negative Nancy or no negative Neil. Because we positive around here. Okay. Anyway, I've reached my 15-minute mark. There's no traffic on the highway. So she's about to turn on some music, listen to the radio, and head on into work. So you guys have a pleasant day today, Monday, June so-and-so. It's 20-something. I think it's 21st. Shit, I don't know. But it's the end of June. Last week of June. 2018 flying by. Big things in 2018. Big things in 2018. But okay, you guys have an awesome day. Toodles.